Welcome to a special quickie episode of Don't Bet On It. This is our first quickie episode. We do not have a regular full episode this week with the full cast of characters, but we do have a quick episode to go through. We've got six NFL picks. Each one of us took one NFL game that we're gonna give you for this week. But first, we do want to recap last week, and I've got Brett here with me on the line. And Brett, can you go through last week's picks and let us know what happened and how we ended up?
Hey, everybody. So last week we had a pretty pedestrian week. As a group, we picked at 55%, which is not too bad, not great. But Sterling led the way. He went 8-4 at a hot 67%.
Bravo, Sterling.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the hot note is our parlay.
Ooh,
it hit.
One more time.
Yes, sir. Two and one on the parlays?
I think so, yeah.
2-1. That's pretty hot. So we had Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship. They put it on Northwestern. We had Clemson in the ACC Championship. Just destroyed Pitt, who shouldn't have been on the field. And then the Eagles in the NFL squeaked one out in the second half. They got that cover for us. And our guest picker, Nick, he's not going to like what he did. He went 2-3.
Oh, preach.
I guess his smell test didn't quite work out for him like he thought it would, but we appreciate him being on. And, yeah.
We'll give Nick another shot with the picks from above here soon.
Yeah, we'll have him back.
We are going to run through, like I said, a quick six NFL matchups for this weekend, and we are prepping a huge bowl pick'em show for next week. So that's kind of why we're taking a short break this week. But we're going to start off Panthers at Browns. Browns plus one. Our pick, this is Sterling's pick, I believe, is Panthers. Take the Panthers minus one on the road. We'll see how that one works out. Rams at Bears. The Rams are minus three. This is the Sunday night football game. I believe this was my pick. I think lay the three on the road. I don't know if Mitch Trubisky's playing or not, but if he is, he's probably not 100%. So I think the Rams are going to roll here. Colts at Texans, our third matchup. Texans are hot, real hot. Texans minus four at home. This is Squeak's pick. And I believe, Britt, you got the last three for us here.
Yep, so I'm going to go ahead with my pick. I take the Saints minus eight on the road at Tampa Bay. They owe them one, so they're going to get that back and do it convincingly. They're trying to get that home field advantage. They need the Rams to drop one, which I don't foresee happening, but Saints can't lose anymore. Next game, we got the boys at home versus the Eagles.
Hot Cowboys.
Here. 3.5. Cowboys are favored at home, and Clayton's got the Cowboys at 3.5. And then Monday night football, you have the Vikings at the Seahawks. Seahawks are a home favorite at 3.5. Trev has taken the road dog, so he has taken Vikings on the road. Yikes. At Seattle.
Best of luck on that. I believe he's the only one getting some points at all our matchups here. Yeah, I think so.
He is.
Final little sprinkle for you. We have the MLS Cup on Saturday in Atlanta. We actually have three podcast members, Brett, Sterling, and Squeak, are going to take the trip to Atlanta for that game. I don't know if they're going to paint their faces or blow up some red smoke grenades. It looks like an absolute maniac scene down there. I'm sure you guys are pretty excited, right?
I cannot wait. It'll be my second MLS game, but first in Atlanta. I'm going to see the new Mercedes-Benz Dome. It should be a phenomenal time. I'm pretty sure we're in the last row of the entire stadium. But, hey, we're in the doors, and we're going to have a blast.
It's the championship, too. You can't beat that.
Yes, sir. Bucket list item.
Yeah.
Check that right off.
I think we're going to have to take a win-lose here. We're going to have to go with Atlanta to win it.
Yep. There is no draws in this one, boys. It's for all the marbles. So yeah,
no aggregates. This is just a one game wins it all, right?
Winner takes all, extra time, and then PKs, worst case scenario. But I hope Yosef Martinez, he can punch in a – let's get him a cool hat in this final game. Just extend his goal lead for the record.
All right. That's going to do it for us this week. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Don't Bet On It Pod. And we will be back next week with a huge bowl special, hopefully with some special guests. We're probably going to cover as much, if not all, of the bowl slate. It should be exciting. And as always, have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.